702.
The Friday Mix. Food.
It's our 15 minutes past one, and it is a pleasure to welcome to the studio George, the owner of the Fire Room, as well as his partner Drian, as we look at what they've been offering for the past 5 months. It is incredible. The food was just out of this world. Honestly, it was like this, these explosions that just keep happening, but also with this ease, with this, the flavor complements just worked so well. They complement each other. So it's not to say that everything's disjointed because we're talking about explosions and bam, bam, bam all over the place. It just works so well. Welcome, guys.
Thank you very much.
Exceptional.
Thank you very much for having us here.
Exceptional food. Okay. What you brought was really out of this world. So George, let me start with you. You grew up in the restaurant business. Mm.
So, like a typical Greek family. Mm-hmm. I worked in a restaurant from when I was maybe 10 years old. Father started a restaurant 27 years ago called Villa Bianca. Was there before school, after school, during school.
Doing what?
Just cleaning, being in the scullery, being in the bar, serving tables, cooking food, doing everything that needs to be done in the restaurant industry and learning from the ground up, you know? We went to varsity, got my degree, decided to follow my father's footsteps. We opened up Wasabi Restaurant next door to Villa Bianca about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Then, after that, I had no more social life left. We opened up Wasabi Restaurant in the Mall of Africa. And then through God's grace, we opened up Fire Room Restaurant in Monte Cassino, which has received a great publicity over the last few months, which is incredible.
Yeah, yeah, I can understand why. But when you do what you love, who cares about a social life, right?
Because 100%, the restaurant is my social life. I think Drian and everyone that works with me, I think I get a little bit too comfortable with all our staff and cracking jokes, inappropriate jokes. But I think it's important to bring that element into the workplace.
No, what was clear was your passion and also the fun that you have doing what you do. So, Drian, your background's also very different. You grew up on a farm.
Well, I kind of grew up on the farm, yeah. Mm-hmm. Moved to Cape Town. And I just started working in a restaurant, washing dishes, making pizzas, doing framework in afternoons. And I've just always been in the industry, and I moved around a lot. Stayed in Mpumalanga, was in school in Mayton, just my whole life.
Yeah.
And I actually wanted to do Christian heavy metal music, and then that didn't work out for me. And I think God just gave me a whole different vision. And
I'm glad he didn't go that route, huh?
Yeah. Now he's making these great dishes. But there's a story behind the items on your menu. There's a story. You share these stories with your customers. So how did the two of you come together?
So we came together where we had just opened up Wasabi Restaurant in Croydon, my father and I, and we wanted someone equally as passionate as us to be involved in our quest, and with equal goals. Drian came along. We met each other. I think that's very, very important. Drian does know, we all know, my father knows that first and foremost, we get along as people and as friends, which is extremely important. We're on the same wavelength, and that's what happened. And we just developed a relationship, a bond, and that's proved to have worked out incredibly well.
Yeah.
Sitting here today.
Yeah. Interestingly, I was at a talk last night, and one of the speakers was talking about the fact that what's most important in business is that partnership. The people that you choose to go into partnership with, you have to share the same values. And have a similar passion for what you do.
And look, Drian ticks me off. I tick Drian off. We know that.
Big time.
But, we deal with it, you know, it's important to know and understand.
So how would you describe the concept, the Fire Room concept? Because there were flames going
lit.
Off.
Yeah. The concept is lit.
Like that.
You know, if you go into my WhatsApp profile photo, managed to get an incredible photo. It's the downstairs seating area of the restaurant.
Yeah.
And we've got flambé stations in the restaurant where we actually flame all the steaks, the tomahawk steaks, the fillet and the bones. And we sent out six tables at the same time. So we had fire rolls, flaming steaks, tomahawks, and our photographer managed to get a photo of six tables at the same time, just with fire everywhere. I mean, that is what Fire Room's about. It's just incredible. Everywhere you look, there's something, there's fire, people are laughing, people are enjoying.
Yeah. There's
and
always,
there's always a vibe going. There's always a vibe going, and that's important to, as a customer, to feel part of the vibe and part of the action.
Yes. And you brought the action, which I'm glad that you didn't prepare these offsite, but then you brought this fire action to us here, in our kitchen. So let's look at the dishes that you brought out. You have classic sushi on the menu for those
traditional
that,
sushi.
Traditional sushi.
For the, more of the purists.
Yes. And then you've dabbled. You've played around with a couple of flavor complements to bring us these three dishes, these three sushi variations. Let's start with the Springbok roses. Drian, this is, you came up with this.
Yeah, I came up with that about, I think that was the first dish we did at Wasabi Croydon.
Mm-hmm.
And I told George, I flew down. I was working in PE at a sushi bar on at a restaurant there. And I flew down and I made a couple of dishes, just learning to know the guys. And I said to George, the Springbok roses will blow his mind, will be the best thing he's ever eaten.
Well,
and he's like, no, I'm not convinced. So I made it and it's been on the menu since. So it's very big salad, very popular. So,
but tell Azania why you, for what inspired you to create the Springbok roses?
Mm. Well, you know the Springboks in Japan, that whole story.
Where they lost,
oh,
where they
yes,
lost like
lost
80 no or 40
oh,
no, how much
yes.
was it?
Yeah, so I had to get revenge. You need to.
I'll do the Japanese at their own. Yeah.
The Japanese turned the Springboks into sushi. So
into
we,
sushi. Yeah. And it was just the perfect concept with the scenario, and we put it together. Sad day, but yeah.
Okay, so at least we have this to raise our spirits after that dismal loss. But what's in it? Because we're accustomed to salmon roses, but this is Springbok roses, so it's wrapped in Springbok carpaccio.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So it's smoked Springbok carpaccio, which is filled with rice, just of a balsamic reduction, kipi mayo, camembert cheese, strawberries, grapes, and avo, garnished with thinly sliced little rocket.
Which was such a surprise to see the grape there. To see the camembert there, yes, it's one. The camembert's not really a surprise because it's so creamy, but the grapes and the strawberries and the way they just all work together.
Yes, yes. So, me and George, you know, we think out of the box sometimes. So, you know, every recipe takes. Sometimes I make recipes and George tells me it's the worst thing he's ever tasted. Then I make it the next time and he says it's the best thing he's ever eaten.
Right.
So everything is trial. You know, we put a lot of passion, a lot of effort to get the right dish, the right flavors together. So it's not always just like you. Sometimes you're lucky and you just make something and immediately it's a winner.
Right. And then we also had the nachos.
The Nacho Libre.
Yes. Yeah, named after the movie. Is it a favorite of yours?
Yeah, as my
Jack
personal
Black,
favorite.
Yeah.
Jack Black's not my favorite, but the movie is my favorite. So, the Nacho Libre is a teardrop-shaped sushi roll. We fill it with salmon and cream cheese, garnish it with green pepper, finely chopped green pepper, red onion, dressed in a yakitori cream sauce, and finish it off with sweet chili Dorito crumbs.
Yes, yes, yes.
And,
sprinkled on top.
Correct.
That was delicious.
So now how that came about is, Dylan and I, we were at a restaurant and we ordered nachos. And we love nachos. We really, really enjoy nachos. And then we said, let's find the best nachos out there, all the restaurants. So we went out looking for the best nachos. We had a few finalists, but then we said, no, we can do better. Mm-hmm. We can do better. And we weren't a Mexican restaurant, so we couldn't exactly put nachos on the menu. And that's when we created the Nacho Libre, the Mexican take on sushi.
Yes,
which has proved to be a favorite.
And so often when it comes to sushi, the rice can let down the sushi, but
definitely.
Your rice was just perfect.
Yeah.
So you've even looked at some of the skills how people get trained for years to make the perfect rice for sushi.
Yeah. So at my father's restaurant Villa Bianca, we were doing sushi there for about 15 years now, still doing sushi, and we actually were trained by a Japanese sushi master, and what he did for 10 years of his life is only make sushi rice, and that was and we learned from it. And that we've kept the recipe till today, which is incredible. It's a big part
that
of the rice.
Perfect.
It's not stodgy, not muddy. You know, if you can see the grain in the rice grain,
yes,
then you know it's a good quality rice.
Yeah. Okay. And then let's move on to the fire roll, because before we could eat it, you had to set it on fire first.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Well, the fire roll is a California roll filled with Philadelphia cream cheese, Scottish salmon, and jalapeno. What we do is we crumb it, deep fry it, so it's still nice and warm. We cut it up into 8 pieces. So essentially, when we take it to a table, it was a bit difficult to do it here, but if we take it to a table, we take garnish and sauce on the side. We put it alight, we literally torch it, and then we put our spices on it and garnish it with microherbs and let the customer enjoy.
That jalapeno, the kick that it gave was, it kicked and then it kicked some more and it kept on kicking, but it was just so pleasant in the mouth. If you love a certain amount of heat, this was just right and for the right kind of length of time.
Yes, yes.
So it was very ideal. It was perfect.
So the flavor, with the flavor, with the jalapeno, the texture of the jalapeno, and mm-hmm. then you're getting through, when you bite through it and you get the cream cheese, I think it's good.
That's why you have to put the whole piece in your mouth.
You have to eat the whole piece.
Our pieces are rather large, but you have to have the full experience of putting the whole piece in your mouth.
Yes, and you can't say anything. All you can do is go,
Sometimes we do have to switch the lights off in the restaurant for the ladies to open their mouth wide.
I win. And then the fillet on the bone. Guys, you know what? I've had steaks in my life. I've had a lot of steaks in my life, but this is right up there. I just couldn't believe it. The seasoning, how tender the meat was and cooked just to the right degree. What was that? Medium?
Medium. That was medium, yeah.
It was perfect. It was perfection. It's sitting in top spot.
And you know, you kept us in awe because we started cooking that about 30 minutes before you came.
Yes.
So we actually slow cooked it for 30 minutes. Oh, and to get it to medium for over 30 minutes, it's quite a challenge.
It was so tender.
So we're glad it wasn't overcooked and dry.
Yeah, and you also lit this one.
Yeah, so what we do with the fillet and the bone, that's my father's recipe. He still does that at Villa Bianca. It's encrusted with black peppercorns.
Mm.
Brought to the table, sauteed in a pan with butter, then flambéed with French cognac.
Listen, George.
And we do all that at the table.
Oh, and you have different variations, right, of what you flambé this
time. So we do it with Jack Daniels, and then we top it with a espresso dark chocolate sauce.
Right.
The fillet and the bone, we flambé it with cognac, and we serve it with a truffle mushroom sauce. That's a big hit at Fire Room Restaurant.
Yeah. One of our colleagues literally had to take that bone that was left and dig in. That's how delicious it was. You don't want to be parted from it. You don't want to be parted. I'm sure people ask for seconds, in fact.
To seconds and thirds. Actually, I'll show you a few photos. There's people that ask for the bones and they come and collect the bones. They don't eat them themselves. I don't know what else they do. They don't want us to believe that they eat it themselves.
You're on your couch. Trust me. You're on your couch handling this bone. That's what's going
on. So when you're on your first date and people come and have dinner at Fire Room Restaurant, the ladies more than the men, I know my ex-girlfriend would have done that. She would have taken the bone with her hands and eaten the meat right off the bone. And that's what we were there for.
Yes, yes. No, that was quite an experience, not only to watch you set it on fire, but also to taste this meat, still salivating because it's still there. The flavors linger. So tell your father, okay, we are grateful. It was so good, absolutely good. So what forms the broader complement of your menu? Because yes, we've looked at the steaks, we've looked at the sushi, and the traditional sushi as well. But overall, like, is it for everybody, not just sushi lovers,
so
steak lovers?
So yeah, it's called Fire Room Sushi and Grill.
Mm.
Why we've called it Sushi and Grill was to let people know that we do specialize in a lot of other cuisines, not just sushi.
Mm.
So on our menu, we've got the best langoustines you can get in the country, in the world. I might just add, they're so fresh, they're blast frozen upon capture, and the cold chain of the langoustine is only broken once you place your order with your waiter in Fire Room Restaurant. They're so fresh, you do them cut. We do them in restaurant. They're so fresh, you do them cut. We do them carpaccio style. So we just loosen the meat from the shell and dress it in a citrus vinaigrette, which lightly cooks the meat in the shell.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. We've also got dim sum, traditional dim sum. We've got king clip. We've got tuna, salmon, Scottish salmon that we fly in on a daily basis from Scotland.
Sure.
Noodles.
Mm-hmm. So there's something.
We got everything, yeah.
And you made
the only thing we don't have is pizza and pasta.
Right. But you can't be all things to everybody.
I can't compete with my dad's restaurant. He does pizza and pasta as well.
And you were saying as well, for those people that are reluctant to try sushi, when they come to your restaurant and they experience your brand of sushi, they immediately fall in love with it.
Yeah, the sushi virgins, we convert them completely. I think that's what's nice. My partner now and in the industry that we're in is that we receive instant gratification on everything that we do, you know? It even falls down to our kitchen staff, our chefs. Mm. They create something. Like if I want something to eat or Drian wants something to eat, we'll go to them and say, make us something, make us anything and just make sure it's nice.
Create it.
And it happened at our store in Mall of Africa at Wasabi. Our head chef there, Mark, it's also raised me from when I was a little kid. I was literally born
into his hand.
My mom had me in the laundry room at Villa Bianca.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, what a lovely story.
So he created a King Top Thermidor dish, and now that we do as a recommendation, and it will be on the menu
soon. All right. Yeah. So 5 months and they're ready on everybody's lips. They are well worth a try, and I assure you, you will have a taste experience like no other. Congratulations and thank you so
much.
Thank you very much.
I want to add one more thing. I just want to say thank you to all the staff that are behind us, our chefs, our waiters, the management staff. Really, everyone is incredible, and we really wouldn't be where we are if it wasn't for them.
Fantastic.
So thank you to them. I hope they're listening.
So that's the Fire Room, and they are at Monte Casino. Make your way there. You will love it. I promise you.